We'll leave Damien Hardwick there, and we're going to go to the Carlton rooms now, where Rowan Connolly has Andrew Carrazzo. We're back to your calls in a moment. Rowan?
Yeah, thanks, Hutto. Players have been locked up for a while, obviously. Disappointing finish. Andrew's joined us. Well, great start, Andrew, but it sort of petered out fairly quickly.
Yeah, it did. I think the Tigers probably made a few adjustments. What was working for us in the first quarter, they did a great job of taking it away from us, not letting us use the ball the way we wanted to. And unfortunately, we couldn't make the adjustments as well as they did. And you know, that sort of triggered their run on from there. So yeah, look, it was disappointing considering how well we started.
You seem to almost, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys looked sort of more fatigued than them, I thought, the longer the game went. Now, I've seen a bit of your pre-season and you've looked up and ready for it. There doesn't seem any sort of feasible explanation as to why you'd run out of legs.
Look, the only explanation I can give you is we turned the ball over far too much tonight. And when you do that, you know, sides typically run harder forward and our defensive transition wasn't where it needed to be. So look, fitness is certainly not an issue for us. We've trained our backsides off, as every team does. So I think it was more of a ball use issue, and maybe when they got their tails up running forward, we didn't work quite hard enough to close the gap.
Boys upstairs. No,
Andrew, Nick Maxwell here, mate. Sorry, mate. Bad luck tonight. Just want to ask you about your role, mate. You look to be over that calf injury and covering the ground pretty well. Go through the middle and take the most dangerous player most weeks.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's my role for the year. So I had the job on Cochin the first half, and he went forward after half time. So I was just picking up the next most obvious. But yeah, look, the body's feeling not too bad. I certainly don't feel 25, but I've had a good sort of 3 or 4 months of training under my belt and feeling good physically.
And mate, I want to ask you about Levi Casbolt. There's been a bit of discussion up here about the reasons for leaving him out. Can you shed any light on that for us?
Look, his pre-season form, training form was good, and then he had an average game over in Perth, and then it was probably below standard in our game in Bendigo. So he didn't play in the last NAB game. So, look, I think the forward mix that we had tonight probably didn't work as well as we would have hoped. Maybe Levi's presence down there might have made it a little bit different. But, look, he's certainly right in the picture, and I wouldn't be surprised if he has a decent game in the Northern Blues, that he gets up for a game over in Perth.
Just on that, the forward structure was always going to be a bit of an issue, wasn't it? Or the big unknown, I reckon, in your structure. I mean, you've lost a lot of goal-kicking capabilities over the last two summers. Is it going to take a while for it all to gel, do you think?
Yeah, look, that's a fair call. We haven't played three, you know, really talls. You know, if we have Jonesy and Levi and Hendo down there, we haven't really played that structure, you know, much at all in the last couple of years. So, look, it is going to be a bit of a feeling out process for us. And, you know, whether Levi comes in or not, I'm not too sure. But, yeah, look, I think we just have to be able to, when those big guys are down there, just to be able to pluck the ball or to not get outmarked. And I thought the Richmond defenders did a really good job of coming off at the right time. Alex Rance and Chaplin are obviously, you know, they're first class at that. So it's going to be something we've got to rectify because we won enough of the clearances. We won enough of the ball around the middle to get it in there enough. It was just being able to hold a proper structure forward of the ball.
And Andrew Walker, mate, he's obviously a really important player for you. Can you give us an idea of how far away he is?
Yeah, look, he trained with the boys yesterday, and I think he's about a week or two away. Just hate to be cliche about that, but I think he'll probably have another full week of training under his belt this week, and then one or two games through the Bullants, I'd say. Look, he's a bit of a freak with his fitness level, so. But he has come off a long-term injury, so I know the club's not going to rush him. It's very early in the season, and we need him playing for the majority of it.
Just finally, Andrew, has the game plan been tinkered with much? You know, a lot of talk about ball movement of teams needing to quick that up to score more. I think in the NAB you brought the ball, you know, inside more inside than you previously have, or Mick Malthouse previous teams have. Has there been much adjustment?
Oh, look, maybe a slight adjustment, but it's probably a league-wide thing. I think teams are trying to stretch the field as much as they can, which is sort of the model the Hawks have used, and the successful teams of pulling your mids and defenders out as wide as you can to hopefully open up that corridor. So, look, we want to use as much of the ground as we can to try and keep possession of it. But Look, in saying that, when we did go down the line tonight, our contest just wasn't good enough, and the Tigers were able to rebound on it. So it's something we're going to have to make a slight adjustment on.
Thanks for your time, Andrew. Appreciate it after a loss.
Thanks, guys.
Andrew Carazzo joining us from a Carlton Rooms which has suffered a defeat in round one, 11-12, 78 to 15-15, 105.